And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
The political right, shameless and destructive assault on truth and free speech in the UNC system continued this week. The latest installment, the UNC Board of Governors' unprecedented refusal to reappoint veteran law professor Eric Muller to the board that oversees the University of North Carolina Press. Muller was rejected because of public statements he made about the system's controversial handling of the Silent Sam Confederate Monument and UNC Chapel Hill's failure to deal appropriately with sensitive issues of race and history. Muller spent 10 years on the UNC Press Board, the last six of them as chair, and he's repeatedly won plaudits for his honest, visionary, and inclusive leadership. Unfortunately, when it comes to running UNC, that's not the leadership style Republicans at the General Assembly or the hacks and cronies they've installed to run the university want. Instead, tragically, they demand loyal sycophants who will do what they're told, avoid speaking uncomfortable truths, and create as many jobs as possible for their right-wing pals. Professor Muller should consider it an honor to have been rejected by such a feckless group. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.